Definitely a lot of pressure up front. Those guys got some great pass rushers. The quarterback got to get the ball out of his hand fast, and, you know, they make him throw the ball when he's not ready to throw the ball. And they got some great DBs in the back end to make him pay.
Eric and Peters are the ones that stand out, but what about the other guys?
You know, those guys, they just do their job, you know, try to limit mistakes out there. But, you know, with Eric back there, he's kind of like the leader of the defense, kind of the hair hunter guy. Peter's over there, great ball skills, long guy, and sit on things, you know. His numbers, I mean, is outstanding for a cornerback. I think he has 6 or so interceptions now.
When they got that pressure up front, does that mean you and Matt are a little more communicative with your eyes and just kind of like, if something's coming, you got to be ready?
You know, we just, you know, game plan for them. Obviously, they got great pass rushers, so we got to, you know, chip those guys, get those guys to slow down, you know, take advantage of them rushing up the field.
And is it even more important to keep possession of the ball after you receive it?
It's most definitely. For us, just not try to turn the ball over. Just keep the ball, sustain drives, and obviously get points out of the drive.
Coaches talked a lot about this brotherhood. Has this team really bought into that?
Yes, most definitely. We just go out there and play for each other all the way until the end of the game. You know, we try to start fast, come back out second half, try to start fast again, and also finish the game for each other. It's one of those things, we go out there and, like I said, just leave it all out there for our brothers. We're not just going out there playing for ourselves.
And how important is it to take one game at a time?
It's very important, you know, especially now it's getting late in the season. External factors, you know, people saying you this, that, what seed you is, this and that, how good you are. Are you a Super Bowl contender? All this other stuff that's going on. You know, it's just one game at a time. For us right now, it's one practice at a time. Put everything in, put all the work in, get what we need to be at for this Sunday.
And what's the mentality of this team right now?
We're just playing for each other. I mean, it's no really something just is new. We've been doing it the same, you know, from the beginning. It's always been the same mentality. Go out there, leave no doubt, you know, just go play for each other.
You see the same Taylor this week, obviously, with that big game. I mean, you said you guys see that in practice, but haven't seen a change in him this week, really?
No change. He approaches practice the same way. You know, whatever the defense is going to give us, you know, if he's going to be man-to-man, one-on-one, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to keep dishing the ball.
It's December 1st, so the games in December mean more than they do in October?
No. It means a lot because it's the next game, that's all.
What's the reaction in the room when you guys go back and look at what Taylor did to two screen passes and what he turned them into?
You know, we always look at the team thing. You know, a lot of guys getting their blocks, doing things. He made some great moves, but he didn't do it by himself. You know, that's one thing we just try to harp on and work on. We show that, you know, the offensive line getting out, the tackle, Jake Matthews, he got out from the tackle position and got out and made a great block.
How soon was it that you knew as a player that here was somebody who could really contribute?
Since he got in, you know, he can take coaching. You know, he's not a guy that thinks he knows everything. He can take criticism, all that. You know, and we're not telling him nothing wrong. You know, when you're trying to correct something, I mean, he just takes the coaching and like, all right, you're just trying to make me better. You know, and that's with our whole group. No one thinks they're bigger than the team. You know, we all here to work and work together.
Julio, switching to college a little bit, you have the SEC Championship Saturday. Mm-hmm. You played in that game against Florida. What do you remember about those games and just the weightiness surrounding them?
It's definitely going to be a fun matchup, especially for this one, because Jim McElwain, and, you know, he was my OC when I was at Alabama. Now he's the head coach at Florida, and, you know, Coach Saban was my head coach. So it's going to be good. It's no like who I'm a root for. I got to root for a Roll Tide. It's just a must, you know. But I hope it's a good game. You know, those guys are gonna go out there. They're definitely gonna be coached up properly to go out there and compete for 4 quarters.
You still get to talk to Coach Mack?
I haven't. I might go by there if I have an opportunity to, especially tomorrow, Friday, if I can have an opportunity to swing by the team hotels and just holler at him, see what he's doing, you know. But I mean, obviously it's a big game for him this week.
You had a little friendly bet waging on the game. What's going on? Do you know the terms yet?
Yeah, it's going to be a friendly bet. These guys want points in a championship game. you know, SEC championship game. These guys want points, him and Brian Poole. I told him I'd give him 10 points. They told me the spread is 24. It's a championship game. Like, what you want me to do?
So what is your prediction?
Alabama's going to roll, most definitely. Probably beat them by 21.
Julio, as a member of the 08 class, you kind of helped set the standard there at Alabama. What do you remember most about your time with the Crimson Tide? And do you feel a sense of pride being able to kind of, like, set the legacy kind of in motion?
Man, when we got there, nothing was given to us, I'll tell you that. You know, we had a bunch of four or five-star recruits come in. All of us went there, and Coach Saban, it didn't matter. Like, he put us, I think he had me like third or fourth receiver. Like, he wasn't like, everybody else was telling me, oh, you come here, you're going to start, you're going to play. Coach Saban, like, show me, you know. And he made me work my way up to the top. And that's all I want, though. I don't want anyone to give me anything. You know, I want to deserve everything I receive. So, it was just good. And just the class we had, Courtney Upshaw, he's here with me now at the Falcons, played a great role. You know, from the defense side of the ball, Dante Hightower, Mark Ingram, I mean, all of us, the list goes on. Like, the legacy we set there is just hard work, you know, hard work. And being able to and win games in the fourth quarter.